for Birmingham, it's an opportunity to crow about the fact that we've got an outstanding engineering company and construction company in our midst that has certainly been seen as a great partner for a company that has got a very good track record of over 100 years.
KBR said that it wanted BE&K because of the work it's done in the health-related fields, chemical and paper industries. What kind of growth have these fields seen?
These are fields that are growing. Healthcare certainly is a big growth area here in the United States as the baby boomers grow older. It's healthcare. We're also a very energetic generation, so that has its healthcare consequences. Special operations and healthcare expenditure as a percentage of GDP is certainly growing. So if you've got healthcare expertise in construction like BE&K has, that's a good area to expand to.
KBR spun off from Halliburton last year as a separate company. Is Halliburton's past going to shadow this new combined company?
I don't believe so. In fact, I think a lot of Halliburton's past has been amplified by the focus of their role in the Iraqi war. But there's a lot of Halliburton current businesses and obviously past businesses that are well regarded in their industries.
Give me the size of this merger. Is this a big fish swallowing a small fish?
Well, one sometimes say a merger of equals. Obviously, it's beneficial to both parties. KBR is certainly a company that is known to be looking for acquisitions that they can partner with. Their acquisition criteria in their strategic objectives, they say they're looking for a complementary business without substantial overlap. I think this is a case that looks clearly that BE&K will bring new markets, new skills, and new services to their family of businesses.
Can you give us an example of another merger that has happened here in Birmingham, and what was the outcome of that?
Well, the most recent one that comes to mind is the acquisition of Compass Bank by the Spanish bank that has firm roots here in the U.S., already in Texas. The interesting thing about that, there was concern about Birmingham losing a lot of jobs. That has not happened as yet. It may. All of these mergers are things that evolve over time. In fact, if you go back again to the BE&K acquisition, if you look at some of the reasons given, they talk about revenue and cost synergies. And yes, there's going to be some cost savings by moving jobs around, but in most cases, mergers stay where the expertise is.